Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Så välkommen till ett nytt avsnitt av Klocksnack med Sanna och Hanna. Jag har uppenbarligen hittat alla fancy funktioner i den poddstudion där vi är. För vi är faktiskt inte i mitt vardagsrum som vi brukar, utan vi har uppgraderat vårt liv.
Vi har förflyttat oss.
Ja.
Vi fick en härlig inbjudan att åka och dekorera kakor och tänkte att kakor och podcast, där har vi en bra kombination.
Eller hur? Mm. Och skärk.
Och skärk.
Så att det är som det brukar när du och jag spelar in podcast. Och vi ska ju faktiskt byta språk. Because the lovely person who invited us tends to work better in English, I think.
Yes, my vocabulary is much better.
And if you recognize that voice, it's probably from our last episode. We're here with Lydia again in the studio.
Hello, everyone.
And since we're recording a sort of Christmas special episode...
Exactly.
We needed to have cookies. We needed to have our very own Santa Claus in the studio. And yeah. Sanna, do you want to take it away about what this episode's going to be?
Okay, so we're going to do a little Christmas special. Talk about gifts, of course, and Christmas watches and everything around that.
Yeah.
But should we just start with a wrist check that we usually
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, yes. Lydia, let's go first.
Yes, so we're at my house, so I could pick whatever, and I have decided to wear a Tudor mini sub.
So cute.
Because as we were looking at everything, Hannah really liked this one. It looked great on you. And I think it's just really fun because Sana and I were talking about that it is just a mini version of a sub. It's not trying to look different or, you know, some of the smaller... older tag divers, they have a very 90s look. This just looks like a little miniature version of a sub. I love it so much.
It's just so pretty.
What about you, Hannah?
So I don't have a mini sub, otherwise I probably would have worn it. But I dove into my husband's closet and stole a watch, a funky watch that he got a year ago, but he's not wearing. So I'm like, well, if you're not wearing it, I am. So I'm wearing a Timex Pac-Man watch, because he has a boat called Pac-Man, so he got it because obviously it was Pac-Man. And then I just like, yeah, it's mine now.
And you also have a little Pac-Man jewelry.
I have a Pac-Man necklace, yeah.
So it's perfect together.
It's very matchy.
Always matchy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Sanna?
I have a watch that I talked about in the last episode. I finally got my 1,000 followers.
Woo-hoo!
So I got to buy my swatch.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the one with the pink donut from Simpsons.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's even cuter in person than the photos. And it was really cute in the photos, but it just like, yeah, it looks amazing.
Yeah, it just pops.
It sort of breaks up the grayness of general society at the moment.
Yeah, and it's just like people that see it, like everyone likes it, from like kids to like, you know, it'll be old men coming up and like, oh, what's that on your wrist?
Is that a donut?
You betcha. So... two funky watches and one just straight up cool watch.
Old funky.
Old funky.
90s.
90s. Perfect. And now that that's out of the way, we all know what we're wearing, hopefully. We are going to talk about gifting watches, because these are all ours in some way or form. But what to think about if you want to give a watch for Christmas? Because obviously it is the best gift. So, Sanna?
Yeah, because I've been getting this question a lot. And it's usually from guys that are interested in watches. and they want to get their girlfriends involved and interested. And how do they do that? And we have been talking a little bit about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one question that I have been getting a lot still. And it's Christmas, it's gifting time. So how do we feel? How do we think about that? But also how, like, good watches to give as gifts, and what should you think about, like, when buying a watch for another person?
Yeah.
That was a lot of questions at once.
Yeah. I get this question a lot, but in conjunction to jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And my first advice is always to think about who is going to wear the piece of jewelry or the watch. And are they a careful person? Are they a person who does manual labor? Will they want to wear it daily, or is it a special occasion watch? So if it's somebody who will want to have this as a daily driver, maybe don't get a super, super fragile dress watch that's super vintage that can't be repaired. Maybe even if that's the watch you like or would like them to wear, think about what they would like and how they would wear it, because it will affect your choice.
Yeah, and I think you shouldn't pick out a watch for someone else. I think you can gift a watch. That's amazing. But I think that it's such a personal thing. I kind of feel this way with jewelry too, though. It's such a personal thing that you put on every single day. It's so intimate that it, and really dependent on how someone feels or what they want. Like you were saying, Hannah, if you're going to wear it running around, but maybe it's someone who's like, this is how I work, and this isn't what I would actually like as a dress watch to wear. But if someone just takes like what you do as a person, they may pick the wrong thing. And then there's like so many expectations wrapped up in gift giving, like, okay, now you have it. Okay. I have to wear this to like make you happy. So I'll say when Vu got me my first watch, which he was hoping would get me into watches, he picked it and it was lovely and I wore it for a really long time. But when he tried again and took me for Christmas and let me pick a watch, that is the watch that really got me into watches, because I felt like it also was a full experience of getting to go and trying a bunch of different things. And that can be at any price point. So at any, you know, any store that's within your range, it just feels like he brought me into the process, which made me love it so much more. So I'm very pro, like, you could still give it on Christmas Day, but like take the person with you to have a special experience. And then you still get the specialness of it being a present.
Yeah, I think that as well, like, especially if it is that you're trying to get them into watches, yeah. or if they're already into watches. Mm-hmm. I think it would be kind of difficult to give any one of us a watch.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would give my mom a watch, for example, mm-hmm. that'd be really easy, because like she doesn't get watches at all, except for that she follows my Instagram, mm-hmm. you know, and she's like, oh, that's pretty. So I could pretty much give her anything and she would love it. So I've...
But is it going to make her a watch nerd?
No, that's not going to make her a watch nerd at all. So I think it's on the spectrum there. Like, it's either if you're going to try to get them involved, like watches, and mm-hmm. and get into it, yeah, definitely do it your way and like get them to choose and be part of the process. But if it's more of a gift that it's just for someone that it's just going to be their only watch, mm-hmm. maybe, and it's just like, it's just an accessory, then I think it's like, then you can probably do it.
Yeah, probably.
Mm. Or if they've specifically said, oh, I really want this watch, but I can't right now. Or like if you know that they've eyed out something special, yeah. That's a different story, because then they've sort of chosen it. You're just the enabler in the matter. This is somewhat of a tangent, but I see it so often with guys wanting to propose to their girlfriend and they're like, I really want to propose with a ring, because they're going to want to do the finger shot.
Mm-hmm.
And my sort of thing is get them something just to propose with, but then go pick out it together because it's so special. Besides, you can't alter rings like you can watches.
Mm-hmm.
So you always get the size wrong. And it's better to sort of go to a store where you sort of think you know that they'll have what they'll like. Similar to watches, if you know that a person is really into sport watches, maybe go to a store that caters to those needs with those brands. So do your research, but then let them have like a final say.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Mm.
But if we're getting outside watches, but kind of still staying on the subject, if you're giving a present to a watch nerd,
mm.
and it can't be like not a wristwatch, but you want to stay on, like, you want to stay and feel you're on the subject still.
Watch adjacent?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, what is a good gift for a watch nerd if you can't give them a wristwatch?
Well, my first thought was actually, and this is maybe going a bit nerdy, but an ultrasound bath so that you can clean your own bracelets.
Mm, like, that's cool.
If they take out, well, my ultrasound bath actually has an insert, so you don't actually watch the top bits of the bracelet, but you do. What usually gets mucky is the clasp, and that one you can lower in and then you can clean it. Or if they're so into watches that they replace their own bracelets, you can just toss the entire thing in. So that's my first gift. And they're not that expensive. Like, you get a decent one for 600 kroner.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd go with the things that are going to last longer because, you know, straps you change in and out. If it's someone who loves, you know, having a bunch of straps, then maybe they're picking their own. So I would go with, like, you could do a loop, like you talked about your friend who does the wooden loops, or get something personalized. Or I love, you know, we talked about earlier, the Nomos ornaments, the Christmas ornaments, and then it's something you put up every year made from, like, watch parts. So, or like art from, like, bad art, nice watches, you know, get something custom that feels really fun. It's like a cool portrait of their watch. So I think of those things would be really cool to get for Christmas.
That's really nice. And, like, me and Hannah, we have posters as well that we bought from Watch Ad Central.
Yeah.
That really, like old ads, that we have the Breitling ads. They're really nice.
Yeah, those are so cool. You have them up too. I haven't put my Rolex cat one that I got from Sweden.
No, that's a really good idea. So watch adjacent. Yeah. I was actually thinking also, if you have many nice watches but not a nice way to store them,
mm-hmm.
so maybe get like a monogrammed watch pouch.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
I was starting to look into alarm clocks.
Ooh. Mm.
Because, I mean, there's so much talk now about you shouldn't have your phone next to you when you're sleeping. Yeah. And so I got into this, and there's a Swedish brand called Båge & Söner, which makes these really nice designed. They're like retro but modern at the same time.
Cool.
Like, really nice. And then they have the little snooze button has a little light. So, like, when it's dark and you need to see the time, you can still just put on the light instead of having an alarm clock with those, like, in really big annoying, like, numbers or so.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a business that started, it was a woman that started.
That's so cool.
I think her name is Lisen Båge. Like, that's really
and
cool
then it's
as well.
Her sons.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Yeah,
so really lovely alarm clocks.
Yeah. And good to sort of minimize your screen time.
Exactly. Like, get that out of your bedroom and yeah.
I guess if you're not a watch nerd and you're listening to this, which, you know, you probably are, but let's say you're not, then you could just give someone, like, a coupon for, like, an undivided 1 hour session of watch talk.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're like, significant other, like, I'm just going to listen to you, like, nerd out about your favorite thing. I feel like that would be a really good gift.
Yeah. Coupons are always good. And, like, bring out the charcuterie, and I'm going to bring your charcuterie, and you're going to talk to me about watches.
Yeah, and tell me why you love it and what things you're interested in. Because, you know, it's like, it's more fun. And like, I will be actively engaged. Put it in the fine print of the I will listen carefully as you talk about this nonstop. I think that could be a really nice present too.
And all of these things are sort of like, if you're really keen on getting somebody who's not a watch nerd a watch, getting them that monogram pouch. Because maybe if it's a girl, like, make it match her handbag, and then you have go like, this is where you're going to keep the nice watch I'm going to get you as well, because then you have something to give.
Yeah, that would be really cool. That's a great idea.
Yeah, so we're making your Christmas shopping easier by the minute.
Exactly. Take notes.
We're in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah. So, buying a watch for Christmas, our best tips and tricks basically don't do it. And then
do it, but with the other person involved. Yeah. And I like your idea of giving like a pouch, like you could give a pouch or you could give a little certificate. Like we're going to go watch shopping or like, yeah, that would be really cool. Because it could be that you go watch shopping after Christmas. Like on Christmas, it's like redeemable for an awesome watch that will get you into watches and take all your money. Beware.
Perfect. But with that said, giving into the holiday spirit, we have to talk about the best Christmas watches.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I got so many.
Do you want to start?
Well, I was starting out thinking about this. I was going with like thinking dials first. And I'm not going to get into this too much because I talk about them too much. Straum. It's the perfect watch, like the Jan Mayen. We got the snow dial.
And that then would we be have, perfect. Yeah,
and then we have the red Fratello dial. And then even the green one, like the woods, like all of these are like perfect for Christmas. But I'm not going to get all too nerdy into this now because I've talked about them probably too much already in earlier episodes. But those also got me thinking about Grand Seiko.
Yeah, they're, I mean, they have so many that are like, that have to do with the seasons. Yeah. So getting something wintry would be so perfect.
And it doesn't have to be over the top winter. It doesn't have to be bright red or bright green. It could just be like nice white, maybe with subtle hints of gold.
Exactly. And then, I mean, classic like Christmas. Grand Seiko has these like really kind of snowy dials and all that. That like will give you the winter feel.
Enamel also feels kind of holiday spirity. Enamel dials.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But I also was looking into, and that came just a couple of weeks ago? Nomos. It's a Metro 33, I think. With the silver and the green and the red. But because they're not mad red. It's like, it's a very like kind of calm red. The same thing. The green is not like a really Christmassy green, but it's kind of calm colors.
Yeah, but that would be cool because you could also do like Christmas things that would sort of match your cool Christmas outfit.
Exactly.
And those would look really nice.
Yeah. So those I've been thinking about really, but just when I've been going into dials and thinking about the Christmas watches.
I went sort of the other way, thinking you'd go full on ugly Christmas sweater.
Ooh.
Because the Simpsons Swatch that you have. There is a Christmas version of it.
I was going to say Swatch, just like any Christmas Swatch would be fun.
Yeah. So they have a Simpsons Christmas watch where the entire Simpsons family is dressed up in holiday gear and it's sort of on a red strap. And that's also what you probably could gift because it's more like a fun, funky watch.
That would be really fun.
Yeah.
I do actually have a Swatch watch that I hang in my tree every year. That's so cute. An ornament, of course.
Yeah.
Was the ornament the case that it came in?
Yeah, exactly. And then so you can take that apart and you just hang up the watch, or it's like you can hang it around and it's like a bulb.
That's so cute. Take note, watch brands. It's way more fun to be able to do something with your box. I hate boxes. I have so many boxes that I'm just like, what? I have to keep them, but why aren't they useful? That's really cool.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Ornament box.
Ornament box. Yep, so this was probably not to the listeners, but hopefully we have some watchmakers listening. Do you have any Christmas watches?
Yeah, I was thinking about watches that we have already in our collection, and I think I like Vu's green OP, his Rolex OP, because that's that nice, like, kind of Christmassy green, I think. So that's one I would wear. I would not wear the red because I think it's too orange. It's not the correct Christmas red. And then I was just thinking about like more, yeah, like you, Hannah, like the dress up watches, like the all the funky Piaget dials, and like finding something that's like has diamonds and gold and like feels like you could go to like a really fancy Christmas party and like put on this gorgeous watch that's, you know, 50 years old or something.
Yeah, because that was also what I was thinking, like Christmas, it feels gold.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I would kind of, yeah, so I would kind of go though with like Omega Constellation Manhattan, like full gold.
That would be super nice.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Preferably with like a black onyx dial.
For like your black dress for Christmas.
Or with the white Manhattan dial would probably work well.
Yeah, that would work as well.
I also thought about a complication that I think is very festive.
Whoa.
Anything with a moon face, because you know how everything's so dark, and then we have the moon and the stars. I mean, you love a good moon face.
I love a good moon face.
And I Googled green watches with moon faces, and I found a Glashütte original Panamatic lunar moon face.
That one is really nice, and that green is a good Christmassy green.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
I took a picture. I don't know what you're talking about, actually.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful watch.
Mm. I'd wear that for Christmas,
Yeah. And this one's on platinum, but I mean, I think it would work.
Yeah, when you have that nice green, then I think the platinum works well. Mm.
And then I also found a green Omega Speedmaster with emeralds, which was the Moonwatch Master Chronometer Moonface Platinum Green.
That's a long name.
That's beautiful. Anything in that emerald tone is so nice. Like I have the Cartier Tank Moust in green, and that feels like Christmas because it's just that Christmassy green.
Mm.
It's different than like my more khaki green, which is probably what I like more often. But I just, that emerald gets so Christmassy. Mm. That one's really pretty, the Speedmaster.
Yeah. So moon faces, greens, whites, Grand Seiko,
gold,
Straum.
What will you be wearing for Christmas?
I'll be in Portugal. To be fair. Look, I might take my green PRX. It's a bit
that
Christmas
would be nice. Mm-hmm.
Plus it's like my if I don't want to bring too many, I will probably bring multiple watches. Or my teeny tiny rose gold.
Yeah.
I will probably bring a lot of watches, but yeah. It's probably between those two. Teeny tiny Seiko or the PRX.
And Lydia?
Yeah, I usually go for the Cartier Tank from Vu because he got it for me for Christmas. And so then when it's Christmas time, it feels like extra special to wear it. I think 9 Christmases ago. So next year will be 10.
Oh. It'll be have a little celebration
for
the watch.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be like, good job.
What are you wearing?
For once, I'm not going to say Britney. I think I'm gonna have to go with a red Certina.
That would look so nice. Yeah,
it will go well with like a nice glass of red wine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Mm.
And an ugly Christmas sweater.
Yeah,
perfect.
My husband got me this ugly Christmas sweater last Christmas with a unicorn with sunglasses and lots of snow and jingle bells, and it says "Pew pew, motherfucker." Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, so I wore that to Christmas with his family.
That's perfect.
Mm. My favorite is a tree rex.
Mm.
A tree rex.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So we're pro giving ugly Christmas sweaters for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Or are you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of ugly Christmas sweaters over the years. I don't have any currently, I don't think. So I need to get...
I probably have like 6 or 7.
If you want to make it extra special, maybe go bring out the glue gun and do it yourself.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What would an ugly Christmas sweater with watches look like?
I would probably repurpose some old used straps and just write out Christmas in old watch straps or something.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Do they have to be old?
No.
I'm just seeing all these old sweaty straps.
No, but imagine like if you got a bunch of semi-cheap NATOs, you could probably use that.
Yeah, that works better.
Okay. Fair enough.
Sorry, I've seen too many
old,
worn straps.
I was going
to
say, you're thinking more old than I think.
I was just thinking, I wasn't thinking human remnants on them. So... that's the best Christmas watches. But then we want to take this even more personal. So we've decided that in this world where we're all multi-billionaires, we're going to be able to gift each other 2 watches, 1 vintage and 1 new one. And because we don't want to be here all night, I'm going to gift Lydia watches. Lydia is going to gift Sanna watches and Sanna is going to gift me. But I think, Lydia, you should start being Mrs. Anna.
Yeah, but when I thought through this, I did not think it was multi-millions.
I haven't gone like way over the top either with money. So.
I went with, so my premise is that I'm giving Sana two presents, but I spent my watch budget this year. So I'm going into my personal collection to pick things out for her.
Good collection to pick
out. Oh, yes. So I started with new, and I felt that I should pick the BB54 because then we could be triplets whenever Hannah gets hers. But I guess if I gave you mine, I would have to get a second. Let's not think too deeply into this. But because I was like, that's a new watch that still looks vintage, because that's what you love, is like, it's why you love your Longines, because it still looks vintage even though it's new. And so I was like, what would sort of fit the bill? So I think I'm just a huge fan of the Tudor BB54 anyway, and it looks so good on both of you. So that is the watch I picked for your new watch for Christmas.
Ah, perfect.
And then do we want to do new all the way around and then vintage all the way around?
Oh, we could do that. That's a good idea.
I don't want Sana to have too many presents at once. She'll be so embarrassed.
I'll sit here with all of my watches. Yeah. And I have nothing. And she's like, we're done now. We don't need to go. I'm getting my BB54.
Exactly.
So for new, Hannah. Ooh. I was thinking, just because you don't get too excited, because I took this away, actually. So I was thinking, just because you got your motorcycle like certificate now, you can get on the roads. You need to have something that is like, can take a bit of a beating.
Yeah.
So I was going like, let's just give her a Richard Mille. And but then I was like, no, I don't, it's not really you. No. And then I picked something that isn't really you anyway. But I have a reasoning for it. I would go with Sjö Sandström. Go in Swedish.
Yeah, nice.
And their annual edition of Pippi Longstocking.
Oh, that would be so cute.
Because you're a bit like Pippi. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're like, you're strong and you say whatever you like, feel like in a good way. Yeah. You say your opinion. And you, there's a bike in your family called Herr Nilsson.
True.
Yes. So you're my Pippi Longstocking. So I would give you that one.
I don't actually know what this looks like.
So it's a... it's a steel watch on a bracelet. It's kind of like a very classic Sjö Sandström. And then it just has the pattern of Pippi's hair in the dial. And then it's a Pippi Longstocking on the backside.
That's
like on
so
the case back
cute.
As well. And there's a white one and the black one. I think I would choose the white one for you because there you see Pippi's hair a bit better.
Okay. I'm Googling now.
Yes.
So while I wait for this to come up, I wanted to gift Lydia something because she has a lot of watches that are sort of, they can take a beating. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of watches that can you can take to Abisko to shoot the Northern Lights.
You're so you saying already, I like tool watches.
I'm saying you like tool watches. But I also have seen some vintage watches that are more not so tooly.
True.
And I wanted something that was sort of impractical that you can whip out for special occasions. I wanted something gold, so I went for the Cartier Baignoire.
Oh, I love them so much. Thank you.
Oh, I thought you hate it.
No. Wait, you thought I'd hate it? What kind of Christmas gift is that? No, I
no,
love them.
No, but I was worried that it would like...
No, I love them. I actually look at them a lot on Chrono 24.
And I was thinking on the leather strap, on a black strap, crisp gold, like the baby one.
Yes, I love them so much. I actually went into the Cartier boutique and they had one... And then I was nerding out on it so much. And the woman there was like, I've never heard someone talk about a watch like you just did. It was amazing. Because I was like, oh my God, there's like a little bit of shine and sparkle to the dial. And it matches it perfectly. It fits the wrist. And she was just like, especially in Stockholm. She's like, you are talking so much. Yeah. But I like it.
I'm so glad this worked out well.
That is a great, that's a great pick. I love it. And it does... Yeah, it really, I think about it a lot, actually.
Because it sits so well on the wrist. I went in and tried it on the NK Cartier boutique, and I was like, I'm surprised at how much I love this.
Yeah, it's like the curve of it just sits perfectly on the wrist. And that is what changed, or not changed my mind because I went to see it because I liked it. But it just looks so good. I mean, it's tough for the price for a quartz watch, but it's beautiful. Mm. And the new one on the full gold bracelet, so it's like merging jewelry, oh, perfect.
Well, I would have gifted you the leather one, but I mean...
Oh, okay, I can have that one. Yeah, I'll take that one then. Let's just go for the gold.
Because I was in between, and I'm like... But yeah, definitely the gold. Not with the diamonds, because I was thinking...
No. I think it looks so classy. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need the diamonds, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hannah.
You're welcome.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so now it's back to me to gift Sana something from my watch box. This one was pretty easy too, because so when I went over and recorded with them last time, I brought like this beautiful Chopard skeleton watch that I was like, look at this. I'm so proud of it. I love it. And then I was like, oh, I also brought this, you know, Vacheron Constantin Harmony. And Sana was like, oh, I love it. So that's what you're getting for vintage Christmas. Nice. Because it just looked so nice on you. And
you
it
have
was
your perfect two watch collection. Yeah, this is the best Christmas ever.
And yeah, I just loved that reaction, because I think it's always fun to see like what people gravitate towards, and like you learn so much about, you know, what they're wearing on their wrist, but then what other watches. And I was like, oh, I'm bringing this Chopard because it's so cool. This is gonna really impress Sana. And then she's like, oh, I love that Harmony. It's like, yeah, actually, I mean, it is also amazing, but yes, your reaction to it, I was like, yes, Christmas morning, I'll just imagine it was the same reaction as when you saw it.
Yeah. Well, it would be that reaction times 10.
Yes. A little bigger.
With a little red bow on it.
Yes. You'd be like, yeah, it would be really cute.
It would be so cute. Can I have it?
I'm going to have to look at my watch box when you leave. I'm going to be like, wait a second. Where are those watches? No.
Totally.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Lydia. Well, Hannah. Need to get you some vintage as well.
Mm.
And I was thinking, since I went kind of like with the Sjöström, it's like, wouldn't really know what you're thinking about it. So with
the idea.
Oh, good. But with the vintage, I'm thinking I'll take something that I know that you love.
Ooh.
And a couple of months ago, you saw the Patek Philippe Golden Ellipse.
Oh,
on the gold bracelet. And it's the one that got away.
Hannah is too close to the Rodecaster and like just keeps hitting the button. But that is that is good.
That would be the vintage that you'd be getting.
Oh my God, yes.
Hannah's tearing up.
No, just, I'm not actually buying it.
Just thinking about it, it's so beautiful. That is, but I mean, the golden ellipse are like, they're so beautiful.
And it had this beautiful blue dial and a bracelet that looked
blue.
Like a...
Yeah, the blue gold.
And this really nice gold. It looked like a curb link bracelet, but wide. And it was just...
Okay, not the more mesh one.
No.
Ooh.
No. It was like solid, chunky. It was...
So nice.
Yeah. It was beautiful. And whoever got that one off that auction, you're so lucky.
Did you get to try it on?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so I went and saw it.
It wasn't actually at Kaplan's. It was, I believe it was at Uppsala Auktionskammare.
Oh, okay.
They had a preview. So I was invited to go see their jewelry. Mm-hmm. But then they had watches and I'm like, ooh. So yeah, I love that one.
It's gorgeous.
Mm. Like I could die happy with that. Yep.
Please don't.
Nope. But
give it to her.
if by any chance I ever get the chance to own a Patek Philippe, that would be it. There is another contender, but this one is probably more feasible.
Okay. Yeah. What's the other contender?
And I've actually found another one of it. They're auctioning it off now on Stockholms Auktionsverk. It's like a pre-Aquanaut. Like before they started calling them Aquanauts, they're 34 mil.
Mm.
think that it might be even smaller.
Yeah. But tiny. So full gold bezel and then gold Roman numerals, black dial. And the one you have in Kaplan's is on a tropical bracelet, but then this one was on a leather strap, but with like the folding clasp. And it was
this one comes with both in Kaplan's, though. Just saying.
Uh oh, she found out.
Oh my god. Yeah, but the golden ellipse is it's cooler. It's less expected, and I love it.
Yeah, it's such.
Thank you so much.
So good.
You're welcome. It's so good. Okay, so is a Christmas really a Christmas without a bit of Acheron?
Oh, no.
I actually have two.
But even better. Mm. I will accept them both graciously.
So the first one was an option I really liked because I thought it had funky lugs, but it still went for the sort of Christmassy vibe. We talked about the gold and the white. So it's a Vacheron Chronometre Royale.
Whoa, I love it. I also do a lot of deep dives on Vacheron. It's how I found the Harmony, was just scrolling Chrono 24 for old Vacherons because that is gorgeous. I love the lugs.
Yeah, and that's the first one I found. But then we also had a watch meetup where you fell head over heels with a different watch.
Yes.
And I also found this on Chrono 24.
Yes, please.
And that's a Vacheron Constantin Historique Américain 1921. Where the numbers are sort of, it's like you twisted all the numbers 45 degrees. And it's a sort of, it's not square, it's not round, it's a rounded square. I thought it's something you might not have. Mm-hmm. And the crown sort of sits at, I guess, would it be 2 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it comes on a red leather strap, which I thought was really cool.
It's so beautiful. When we were meeting up, we got to try the 36.5 and it was it sat perfectly. I was like, okay, I get it now. Because I've seen the bigger one and thought like they're beautiful, but then
yeah. So that's
thanks, Hannah.
So yeah, I guess we're both getting Vacherons.
Vacherons for
everybody.
I'm
getting up a text.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody happy with their gifts?
Yes, thank you, thank you.
Bring on Christmas. Yeah.
God.
Christmas of disappointment.
Yeah. Oh.
You're like, here's your strap. Sorry.
Yeah. Or like I think I'm getting a pair of skis for my husband, which is a great gift. But
ooh.
Now I know about the golden ellipse and I'm like...
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
Which works for skis, pun intended. I'm sorry. No. No. Oh, yeah. I mean, it did deserve that, though. It's fine. The crickets love me.
But it wasn't crickets because we're still laughing. Ugh. Okay. That was it for Christmas.
Yeah.
But we do have... some very important points to take care of.
Of course.
Yes.
Do we want to start with Lydia's? We've given you a task for this podcast.
Yes.
Well, obviously, we've given you many tasks, but we have this tradition of the FMK game. And we asked you to set it up.
Yes. Will you explain the game to people?
Okay.
For our new listeners.
For our new listeners. And also because Lydia doesn't want to say the F word. No, also the game is called Fuck, Marry, Kill. And basically, it's that you get an option between three things. It could be three people. It could be three objects. And obviously, we do it with watches. So you have to pick a watch that you keep for life. That is your ride or die. That's like your go-to that you have for a long time. You get to... you have to pick a watch that's a one-night fling that you have like a cheeky clandestine meeting with. And then...
It's a watch. Yeah. You get to wear it for a night.
Yeah, you get to take it for a spin for a party or whatever occasion. And then you have to kill a watch, means that it's out of the game. You don't want to have anything to do with it. Just like, no.
Gone off the face of the planet. No. Yeah.
At least for your
for
watch.
You. Yeah.
Watch. Do you have three watches in mind?
I do. So I went with a theme which actually works even better because of sort of where we ended up with our Christmas gifts. So I thought, you know, it's Christmas time, so shouldn't we go towards the Holy Trinity, and we should pick their three of their most iconic watches and pit them against each other. So we have the Patek Nautilus in whatever size you may decide on. We have the Royal Oak, the AP Royal Oak. And then for Vacheron, to make things interesting, I had to go with the 222, just because, well, you know which one I'm marrying. But anyway, those are the three choices. We could trade out the Golden Ellipse if we need to make it harder. But I was like, the Nautilus is like, you know, you're picking one of the classics.
Mm-hmm.
So those are our three, the Holy Trinity icon face off.
Do you want to know a funny thing?
What?
We've done pretty much this exact one. But we didn't have the 222. We had the Daytona.
So Vu and I had this discussion in the car, and he was like, oh, do like the Sub or the Daytona. But I was like, it's just not like, it's not, it is as iconic, but it's not as like, it's not in the Trinity.
Yeah.
So I wanted to sort of move it up to Trinity level.
Cool.
And I can't think of another AP to switch out for because I only know the Royal.
Yeah. there are no. Yeah. Fair enough. Whew. Do you want to go first?
I go first. I think it's always easiest to start with which watch will I marry? You know, which one?
Hold on. I have an idea though. If you have done this before, we could, because I toyed around with that, we do it as the full brand.
Oh, okay. We take the whole brand instead?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Because then the
that makes it easier.
Might be, oh, easy. Okay. But the choice might be different then if it's the whole brand.
It will be. But yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Are we doing full brand instead?
Yeah. Since you've done the question before, then we'll go full brand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that made it.
Because their whole catalog. Yeah. You're getting rid of a lot of good ones. Yeah.
I can actually go first.
Oh, yeah. You go first. I need to think about this.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
So had it been just the straight up watches, I probably would have had a fling with the teeny tiny Rolex,
mm-hmm.
the small gold one, because it was just so, and it was almost getting close to marrying that one. But now, because I actually hate the Nautilus.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but now that I have the Patek Philippe family to play with, I am marrying Patek.
Woo. Okay.
I mean, gotta get with the Golden Ellipse. Yeah. And the Aquanaut. It's like ding, ding, ding. And I think there are just so many ways that you can, they have sports watches, they have like the really nice dressy watches, and then you have the really nice but so expensive, complicated old ones. Like, I would marry Patek.
Okay.
I would kill AP because there's nothing else but Royal Oaks, and I don't really like them. I just dislike them a little bit less than Nautilus.
What's your take on the Nautilus?
I liked Nautilus. I like some of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not as fascinated as I was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there was a time where you liked them more.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But then there are always certain models that are more unique and interesting. And I think I like the older ones more.
Yeah, I do too.
So I do like them, but maybe not as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm definitely having a fling with Vacheron. There are just so many good, funky ones, like the Harmony. I would definitely have a fling with that one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thing. Marry Patek, kill AP, and have a one-night stand with Vacheron.
Oh, yeah. I think I kind of follow your lead on who I'm going to kill here. And it's just because of versatility. And I mean, like, yeah, I like Royal Oak, especially like the older ones and the two tones, and but not so much the Spider-Man and, you know, whatever we've been seeing the last couple of years. And I don't like the newest, like when they're all like spaced out and like there's, you know, there's just skeletonized and tourbillons and like extra everything on them. I do like the more like 80s and 90s and like. But there aren't maybe that much more in their catalog. There are some old stuff, of course, but no, they'll have to go. I think I'll marry Vacheron.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's so much. I don't know. Patek has a lot of like interesting, lovely things, but I think I can find more personality in Vacheron somehow. More fun and different, being classic but still kind of fun. So yeah, I'll marry Vacheron and I'll have a fling with a Patek now and then.
Okay, Vacheron will have two marriages because I will also marry Vacheron. Yeah, because the same thing. I like their old vintage pieces. They have so many interesting things. And then I also really, I just love the 222.
Yeah, exactly.
So much.
Yeah, I mean, but if it was just the watches you said first, I would have married 222.
Yeah, of course.
I would have married the 222. Yeah. Well. Hands down.
And also, I just think Vacheron is still like has such a great history, but they're a little, you know, they're not quite as overrated maybe compared to other brands.
Exactly. Yeah. A little bit more under the radar.
Mm-hmm. But really cool things and really great complications. But I am going to one night stand AP because I am actually not a Patek lady. I do love the Golden Lips, but I will say other brands also have it. So I would probably pick another brand that has a Golden Ellipse or, you know, many of the watches have like a whole, all the brands have done the same sort of styles because I'm not an Aquanaut. I'm not a Nautilus. And you don't ever own a Patek. You just like, hold on to it. It doesn't appeal to me as someone who doesn't want kids. So I'm like, no, it's mine. So I am going to kill Patek.
Okay.
Yeah.
So three different results.
Three different results.
And nobody wants to marry AP.
Nah.
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 But I'm with you, Lydia. They're good for like fun times.
Yeah. They know how to do one thing really well.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
I would that hate is the
perfect. Maybe that translates.
I wouldn't hate having a one night stand with a Carolina Bucci, actually.
Oh, you say
yeah?
Yeah. Oh, that one is, yeah.
Mm. Mm. Now that you say it.
The mirror dial one?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, I changed my mind. Yeah, I'll have a fling with AP. I'll kill Patek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There we go. I think AP might be a bit more fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking a fling here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just something fun. You could pick like the most wild watch from them to wear for a day. It's like not what you'd want to have all the time.
Didn't then I'll one? Take Spider-Man.
Oh, you what? That was a really big turn, Sana. Sana's like, not those things like
Spider-Man. You'd probably make like a five-year-old's day. Like if you're going to a Spider-Man premiere and rock that.
That would be amazing. Yeah. It would be really cool. You're just like casually, I'm either wearing my Simpsons donut or my Spider-Man for the day.
To be honest, like the kids would probably have the same reaction to both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But imagine the reaction per crown. Like the value for money, bang for the buck, is better for this watch, I say.
Yeah. Definitely.
But speaking of, did you see on Instagram they float around? Was it this rapper who released a new collab with AP where he released this new Royal Oak and it was all the watch It Girls and It Boys? And I just felt so. You can't sit with us. But did you see the event? I was thinking it was in New York. What do you think about that new release?
I just kind of scrolled by. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I haven't really had a closer look at it.
No. And it was this coffee-colored strap for like a ceramic Royal Oak. And it just didn't tickle any of my fancies at all. Sidebar.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a smart collaboration. Anytime you can bring in someone that like gets a bunch of people into watches in like knowing a brand.
Mm.
I think that's the thing. It's like a lot of the brand partnerships or like a brand ambassador. It's just about getting someone to say that the name of the brand. Yeah. Like I knew Tudor because of Lady Gaga. Like it was just like not David Beckham, you know, like that was never going to be the person. So it's just like learning the name before you even have the money or interest in watches so that one day when you if you decide to get into watches, you're like, oh, that was, it's like not that you're like, oh, because Lady Gaga had a tutor, I want, it's not that. It's just what puts, I know the brand now. And then I'm like, oh, maybe, you know, if someone's like, oh, you could go pick out a watch. Like, could I try on a tutor? I might say it because it's the only brand I know. Like, that's Cartier. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Princess Diana wore a Cartier. So many amazing women wore Cartiers. So if I ask most women who aren't into watches, they say Cartier because it's, but it's people who wore it. So I think in that way, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
AP always goes more.
It's a smart move.
Yeah. I also didn't care about it, but. No. But I can see why if you're like.
Imagine if I gifted you a Royal Oak for Christmas.
I'd be into it.
Yeah, I guess if you got it.
Just so we're clear. I really think the Royal Oak is beautiful and iconic. I think for some people it turns them off if it becomes too popular, which I think is fine. But also you get into like outside of, you know, the watch community. If someone could name a brand or a specific watch, that's pretty good, you know, equity for a brand to have.
I mean, they a lot of people drop like the RO in rap lyrics now. Mm-hmm. RO on my wrist.
Yeah.
That's some pretty strong game.
Yeah, for sure.
Nobody goes Datejust on my wrist.
No.
No. I guess that's good. So I think that's sort of a good segue into what's on our watch minds now. You've already dropped the bomb on what mine is, but I guess you'll go first then.
Ooh, what's on my watch mind? I guess on my watch mind is just watch photography. For those of you who don't know, my Instagram is Lydia's Watches, and I love taking photos. And I just, this time of year is kind of busy and cold, and so I just want to get back into shooting more regularly. So that just... Use the cold, snowy weather to sort of shoot images that way.
Mm. But it's tricky now. It's like 15 minutes in the middle of the day that you get good lighting and then it's dark again.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the best for a natural light shooter. Like, oh no. But the payoff is really nice. Right. So I just need to like, it's a good way to make myself get outside.
The way you shot your... orange dialed mm-hmm. OP with the red berries in the snow. I mean, that worked really well.
Thank you. Cool. It was fun. But I need, it's like, yeah, I need to be more thoughtful, like looking around for stuff. But it's Christmas time, so I'll find Christmassy things to take photos.
There needs to be a Christmas tree photo shoot happening.
Yes. And I have this, the thing is I draw concepts a lot of, so I have like a back catalog of some, but it's like they're very season dependent, or so I've had an idea since last year, but I will see if I get around to it this year.
Maybe it's a 2024 project.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it will be, Christmas will come back around. But it, there's some time still, so maybe mm-hmm. I want to build my own tree out of something.
Mm.
That's all I'll say.
No, you have to do it. We want to see this. Yeah, but will we see it this year or next year?
Yeah, or next. You'll be like, I heard about that 5 years ago.
When is the tree coming?
Yeah, I know. We'll see. Yes.
What's on your watch mind?
Yeah, I was trying to think about that, and I don't really know what's been on my mind lately.
Auctions.
Yeah, auctions. Yeah. It's been a lot of work. But also, in November, I was in London at the Watch Pro Salon, so that's been on my mind. I finally got to go away for a weekend and just, you know, look at watches.
Yeah, you said you were going to tell us about it, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that was just it. Just, you know, being free from mommy duties for a weekend and just look at watches instead and talk to some brilliant people. Meet a couple of the guys from the TRTS.
That's like, awesome.
Yeah, the network that we're all in. And just had a really... great weekend. You know, I love Arkanaut, and I got to see the models that I haven't seen before, or like the dials, awesome. The Havander, and like all the Pongo orange that I've like that I really like that I've only seen in pictures before. So it was good to see them, and then just walk around, see other brands.
What was your favorite watch of the Watch Pro Salon? Otherwise, except for, you know, I got caught up in the Arcanaut corner there. Otherwise, I really liked Sin. I mean, I liked them before. Yeah. But it's some models there that I really, really liked. And I really liked the people that work there as well.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. So, especially I was talking to one woman there. Like, she was really knowledgeable and, like, really, really friendly and excited. And, like, so, you know, could stand there and talk to her forever. Also, like, the Sherpa watches.
Yeah.
So there is a bunch of like really great watches to look at.
That's awesome.
Yeah. True story. When I was picking out Lydia's new watch, I was like, first, am I going to go something really on brand? And I was like, maybe she needs a Sin. But then I flipped and
I was actually thinking about a Sin for you.
They're really awesome. Yeah. I mean, there's they're so beautiful and so many different ones.
Mm. Yeah. I think there was too many to choose from, so I just went. Yeah.
Yeah. And what's been on your watch mind then?
I think, well, I was going to say, I think everybody knows, but no, since we last recorded this podcast, I put myself on the list for Tudor Black Bay 54 because Lydia had one and waxed poetic about it. And I was like, I have to go see what the fuss is about. And then all of the thoughts of vintage Rolexes and other potential watches that I was going to gift myself was blown out the window like a Christmas storm. And I just couldn't get over it. And so I went and signed myself up for that because it's a bit of a wait list. So we'll see how we go.
It looks perfect on you. I have seen it on her. It looks perfect.
So peer pressure has been on my mind also a bit lately. Oops.
Yeah, but maybe it's like the thing is with that watch that's interesting to me is like the three of us have very different styles. Mm. But yet the watch looks perfect on each of us. With our style. So maybe it's like the sisterhood of the traveling pants watch.
I was going to say.
Because, I mean, it like when I saw you wearing it and trying it on, I was like, but that watch looks really perfect on Hannah. Maybe, like, does it look? But when I wear it, I'm like, oh, this watch looks perfect on me. But when I see it on Sana, I'm like, that watch looks perfect on Sana. Or like Britt has it. And I'm like, it looks perfect on Britt. So I think it's like, it's this special morphing watch that like fits us all. And I've all seen the women of the community.
On your court photographer, Timepiece Suite. Yeah. It looks really good on him too.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Boo's tried it on and it looks amazing. And I'm like, oh, that looks great on me too. Maybe Tudor created the perfect watch for everyone.
I mean, they should use that. The sisterhood of the traveling watch. Yeah. Tudor, if you're listening, like... This is the marketing tagline that you want.
They're going to love it.
Yeah. And then we also met up with a bunch of, well, the Swedish faction of the TRTS network the other day.
Yes, and since I was last here, I've been indoctrinated.
Yeah. So that was fun. And it was great to just geek out about watches for and not be put into an asylum, which was cool. So do find your watch friends. Do meet up.
Yes.
Bring your watches, geek out, have the beverage of your choice, and just nerd out.
And luckily, we also do, like happen to have a waiter with the best watch of the evening.
Oh, yes.
He had a beautiful gold Santos.
On a leather strap.
Yeah. And it just looked with the silver dial, which then gives you that two-tone, but isn't two-tone technically.
It looked perfect on him. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah, I wouldn't mind having that watch either.
Yeah, we were there 1 second before I grabbed his wrist. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. So is this our shout out to all men? Like, rock the Santos.
Yeah, Santos is a great watch.
Mm. Definitely.
And consider the leather strap.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, is that final words of wisdom?
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. God, you.
Exactly.
And until we hear you next time, you deserve to have a nice watch. And consider... gifting the ones you love a good watch.
Do you in Swedish do you say that this is like the fake joke like we'll see you next year? Is there an equivalent in Swedish?
Oh yeah, there is definitely. Okay,
we'll see you next the one. Year.
Yeah.
That's a thing. So I guess that's what we're saying. Vi ses nästa år.
God jul, gott nytt år. Vi ses nästa år.
Hejdå.
Hejdå.
Hejdå.